This is Akashvani, the news read by Sairam Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the people of Tamil Nadu have made up their minds to uproot the DMK government. He expressed confidence that in the upcoming election, a BJP-NDA-led government will be formed in the state. Addressing a public rally in Chennai, Prime Minister Modi hit out at DMK, stating that the party has nothing to do with democracy and accountability. He said the DMK-led government functions for only one family.
NDA family ke hamare senior leaders ek saath, ek hi sankalp ke saath yahan jute hain. Aur wo sankalp hai, hame Tamil Nadu ko DMK sarkar se मुक्ति दिलानी है हमें तमिलनाडु को एक विकसित सुरक्षित और करप्शन फ्री स्टेट बनाना है डीएमके सरकार के एग्जिट का काउंटडाउन शुरू हो चुका है
Earlier the prime minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram Kerala He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and healthcare. He said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of Viksit Bharat and cities have a big role to play in it. The Prime Minister also addressed BJP workers at a public meeting in Thiruvananthapuram. He said the development of Kerala is an integral part of the country's overall development. He said that the people of Kerala are beginning to place their trust in the BJP and thanked them for the party's recent victory in Thiruvananthapuram Corporation in the local body elections. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists surrendered in Dhamtari district today. The surrendered Maoists include 7 women. They were carrying a total reward of 47 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the IGP Raipur Range Amrish Mishra and SP Dhamtari District Surat Singh Parihar. They also handed over several weapons including 2 INSAS rifles, 2 SLRs, a carbine and a gun, besides other arms. According to the police, the Maoists were active in the Sitanari area of the state as well as in Nagri, Mainpur and Gobra regions. The encounter between security forces and Naxalite insurgents in Jharkhand's Saranta forest continued for the second consecutive day today. One woman Naxalite was killed in the exchange of fire this morning. With this, the total number of Naxalites killed in the last 2 days has risen to 16. SP Chaibasa Amit Renu confirmed the encounter and said that security has been intensified in the area. Search operation is underway across the entire region. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said that the textile sector has seen a tremendous growth in the last decade from 8.4 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to around 16 lakh crore rupees today. Inaugurating the 74th Inter-International Garment Fair or IIGF 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that domestic market has also increased from 6 to 13 lakh crore rupees in 2025, while the country's exports have also witnessed over 25% rise post-pandemic. The Inter-International Conference on Democracy and Election Management concluded today in New Delhi. The 3-day international conference brought together over 100 foreign delegates from various countries, including UK, US, South Africa, Maldives, Botswana, Fiji and the Czech Republic. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar read out the Delhi Declaration 2026, which was unanimously adopted by the election management bodies. After a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbance has triggered widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Met Department has said an intense system is currently influencing the western Himalayan region and adjoining areas. The plains of northwest India, including Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi and the National Capital Region also received light to moderate rain, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.